Next on the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams, we are doing something that not a lot of people like to do on their own. That's why you come to us, and that is breaking bad news.
Womp womp.
It happens. And today we received an email from our girl Cassie, who is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, honey.
Good. Yeah, I guess you're not doing so well, though, because you got to break bad news. We got your email here, breaking bad news to your best friend. Now, you're in high school right now, yes?
Yes, we're high school seniors.
Oh, you are. Okay, so what's going on? Who do you have to break the bad news to?
I have to break bad news to my best friend, Blair.
Trouble in paradise?
Just for the past few years. We became best friends in, like, elementary school. So we've known each other for a really long time. And we've always kind of had that plan to be best friends forever. And just over the past few years, we've kind of planned to go to college together as well.
Mm-hmm. What college are you guys planning going to?
EW Madison.
Gotcha.
Smart girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And, you know, we kind of had that, like, the whole movie, TV show type plan, you know, like, to live together, possibly get part-time jobs together, get into trouble together, you know. Live life and have fun.
Okay, so what's going on then?
Well, I actually just got the letter that I was accepted into Northwestern.
Wow.
That's a good school.
Girl.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Ivy League.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to go there instead.
So did you ever explain to her that you were ever looking at other schools other than this one, or I take it no?
No, because, I've always had, like, a good, you know, grades and stuff, but I never thought that I would ever get accepted, and I just kind of applied just kind of on a whim to be like, oh, maybe. I just really never, like, ever dreamed that I would actually...
Got it.
Get accepted.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Right?
Yeah, it's a really
Absolutely.
Good... My cousin went there. So, how do you think she's going to take it?
I don't think she's going to take it very well. She's kind of a dramatic person who blows everything out of proportion.
So she's going to cry.
I'm just going to mentally get ready for that. Okay.
And throw a temper tantrum, one or the other. Okay. So you're going to break the bad news that what, you know, you've been planning since you were little girls is not going to happen. Of course, that is going to school together and living as roommates and dating boys together and all that fun stuff. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Cassie, we're going to mute our phones. You'll be able to hear us, but Blair won't. But we'll be here to help you out. Okay. Are you ready?
Kind of.
All right, honey. Good luck. Here we go.
Hey, hello?
Blair?
Oh, hey, Cassie, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good, you know, just hanging out, you know, doing my thing, you know, how I do. What are you up to?
I'm at home just hanging out, too. Yeah, just, but I needed to talk to you about something.
Oh, God, okay, well, that never starts off well. Well, what is it?
Oh, jeez.
Well, okay, so, oh my goodness, I'm not sure even how to begin. So, you know how we have been talking about going to college together and everything, and we've had the whole plan to go to, you know, like, live together and get jobs together and everything?
Well, yeah, I'm about to get my acceptance letter, like, literally any day now, so, yeah, I'm sure you are, too.
Oh, no.
Well, I actually got an acceptance letter, but it's actually to Northwestern, and I've decided to go there instead of Madison.
But you kept saying, like, we agreed that we would both go to Madison, like, that's what we wanted to do.
I know, but, I mean, Northwestern's an Ivy League school, and with what I want to do, it's just... I mean, I really honestly didn't think that I was going to get accepted when I applied. I just did it just to,
there's no way that I can get into Northwestern. My GPA isn't high enough for that, but I mean, but you promised, like, this is going to be our thing. Like, we were going to go and do all, we have these plans. Like, you can't just up and abandon me like that.
She's gonna start crying.
I'm not trying to abandon you. I'm just, I mean, this is my future, and I mean, I would hope that you'd be happy for me and not like hate me.
I mean,
I still want to be best friend
for you. I mean, I'd be a bad friend if I wasn't happy for you. But you can't just like make plans with me and then just like up and cancel like that out of nowhere without giving me some kind of warning.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I love you, and we've been friends since we were, kids, but we can still see each other and visit each other and still get in trouble together.
Like, you're going to have time coming all the way from Northwestern, like, you're going to even have time for me.
I will make time for you, I promise.
Oh my God, that's what everybody says in those dumb movies, and then they never see each other again, and then I'm going to see you 30 years later on, like, some crime drama, and then I'm not even going to know.
Oh boy, here, let's break in. Hi, good morning, Blair.
Hey.
Hi, Blair.
Hey. Hey, honey. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93 Run Jams. Your girl Cassie called us because, unfortunately, she had to break that bad news. Girl, don't think it's going to be that dramatic. You girls will see each other for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of more traumatic being on the radio and having to listen to this, but okay.
That's not dramatic.
That's just a little, but it's just like we had all these plans. Like, you guys weren't there. Like, we had so many good plans. And
you know, but
I get it.
One of the things is you got to realize that, you know, high school and all that is one thing. But once you move on past high school, you know, sometimes you got to go your different ways and it helps make you a better person. And you got to support your best friend.
Yeah, I think I've got one friend left that I knew in high school.
Yeah, so.
Your cat?
Ouch. Anyway. No, he's my only friend.
Oh, that's not making her feel any better. But no, you'll meet people and you know what I mean? And it's college. You know what? It's not like you're going somewhere all by yourself.
Well, it would at least be nice to have somebody going there when I'm going there. At least know something about me. Now I'm going to be there all by myself.
Right. But you know what? You're gonna make new friends. That's the phenomenal thing about college. These will be the best experiences of your life, and you'll always see your girl, especially on the holidays. You'll be able to hang out, and you'll get to meet each other's friends and new guys and all that fun stuff.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess
we'll talk
right.
every day.
Like Snapchat, Instagram, you know, you guys get a hold of each other and you could FaceTime.
It's fine.
So many ways.
You'll be so busy with classes and boys that you'll forget about each, well, you won't forget about each other, but you'll forget about talking all the time. So you'll manage,
I'm sure,
ladies.
I'll figure it out.
You'll manage, ladies.
All right. So Blair, you sound a lot calmer now. Good. The news has been broken and that's what matters.
BFFs forever.
Yeah, I guess that's all that matters for sure.
Now somebody go buy somebody a milkshake.
It's on
That's
me.
Right. They're not old
it's
enough
on
yet.
Me.